The name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Happy Trinity Sunday, one and all. I'm sure you are ready for your Trinity Sunday cookouts. You have your Trinity Sunday prizes to give to everybody, your special cards. I'm joking around since it's Father's Day, but seriously, today is Trinity Sunday, the first Sunday after Pentecost, the day where we remember that our God is not some solitary being by God's self, but rather God is this incredible, intricate, and complex three in one and one in three. Throughout the history of Christianity, people have tried to understand what Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, what the Trinity is about. Their creeds that fill the prayer book, trying to define this and give parameters to understand it. One of the best well-known ones is called the Creed of St. Athanasius. I'll read a little bit of that for you in just a bit, because it's just a tradition in churches that on Trinity Sunday, we hear that creed. Of course, you also know the Nicene Creed, another one that tries to explain this ancient and confusing idea. So take a minute and listen to this and see if it clears it all up for you. Whosoever will be saved before all things, it is necessary that he hold the Catholic faith, which faith, except everyone do keep whole and undefiled without doubt, he shall perish everlastingly. And the Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity, and Trinity in unity, neither confounding the persons nor dividing the substances. For there is one person of the Father, another of the Son, another of the Holy Ghost. But the Godhead of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost is all one, the glory equal, the majesty co-eternal. That's the first paragraph. It goes on for another page, helping to define the Trinity. And here's the trick, folks. If I were to try to truly unpack what Father, Son, and Holy Spirit means, I promise I'm going to mess up. There's no saint that's pulled it off well. St. Patrick did tons of analogies to try to explain Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to the people of Ireland. And you know what? Every single time he stumbled into some sort of heresy. Modalism, Pelagianism, all kinds of fun isms. That's what you get when you try to put God in a box. And that is not what today is about. Today is not about trying to put God in a box. It's not trying to make sure that you and I and that the Christian church has the perfect understanding of who God is. No. Today is a celebration of the nature of God. You see, our God does not dwell far off, out of relationship with us or with others. The very nature of the God who created, who made the world, who came into this world in the person of Jesus Christ, and who dwells in us as the Holy Spirit, is relationship. From the beginning, God has sought out people for God's self. God has called out, just like wisdom in that first reading, come and listen to me, come and learn. Now, how do you learn without a relationship? How can you hear wisdom call if there is not someone there speaking to you? Our God's very nature, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is relational. It is based on love. It is based on interconnection. And like any true relationship, it's hard to define. How do you do trying to define all of your relationships? Have you worked it out perfectly by now? Have you figured out how to relate with everybody in your life absolutely perfectly? Just raise your hand. Linda's saying no. Anybody else? No, because relationships are mysterious. There's a give and a take. And that is what Scripture is telling us today. God calls out, inviting us to relationship with God's self in the person of wisdom. God speaks to us and pours out blessings and abundance beyond anything we could deserve, according to the Psalms. Jesus tells us that there is truth and that we can't figure it all out. And so Jesus will send the Holy Spirit to slowly guide us and to pull us, sometimes to push us, into deeper and truer understandings of what it is to be God's beloved people, what it is for us to be the church. Now, today on your bulletin, if you got the small bulletin, you'll see that there's a picture from last week. If you got the big bulletin, well, those got printed sooner than Father Peter sent an email to Diane, so it doesn't have this cool picture, but hey, choir, I stocked a bunch of pictures up there for you. It's a picture of St. Mark's, of you, gathered together with the bishop last week. Now, I put that on the cover, or at least I tried to put it on the cover, of all the bulletins for a reason. One is that I was told not everybody is on social media, so they hadn't been able to see the picture yet, and could I please make it available? So there you go. I responded to that one request. But the other reason it's on there is because this is a picture of what Trinity is. It is people coming from different places, different walks of life, showing up for different reasons with different beliefs and different ideas, and being pulled into unity. It is about relationship. This church is not about what beliefs you might hold in your individual mind. It is about all of us being called together by the power of Jesus Christ and called to feed the hungry, to proclaim the word, to sing songs of praise to God, to reach out to the stranger, to send people out into the world to bring hope, to offer healing to the broken. That is what Trinity truly is. It is about relationship. It is about us being called together in the very image of God. Diverse people called together to oneness, to love and serve Jesus. So I hope you understand the Trinity now. I hope it all makes perfect sense. I hope you're ready to read the Athanasian Creed. And if, yep, Sue, you're ready? You come right on up during announcements, right? But this is still kind of tricky. And so I want us to go one step further today. I've told you that this is about relationship, right? It's about being called into loving relationship with others, because that is the nature of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But why don't we take a minute and think what that might look like in real life? Because it's lovely for me to drone on and on. I haven't preached for a while, so I can do this for a while. About being in relationship. But what's that really look like for you and for me? And to answer that question, I want to take you back to Friday. Friday was the last day of school here in East Longmeadow. It was a half day. And so Eli was at home with me, and Lucy was supposed to arrive by bus at about 12:30 at the end of my street. And we have a gentleman who lives on our street who's a grandfather. He watches the grandkids, and he always goes down to the end of the street to pick up his grandson off the same bus that Lucy's on. And we talked to Rich a fair amount. He recently had his hip replaced, so he's been walking with a cane a little bit. And honestly, I have not seen Rich a huge amount recently. And so it was about noon, and I had piles of laundry I should have been dealing with. And I looked outside, and I saw Rich standing watching for his granddaughter to come back from Maple Shade, which gets out 30 minutes sooner than Meadowbrook. And I thought, you know, I'm supposed to love my neighbor. Maybe I should go talk to him. I didn't really want to. I still needed to mow. I needed to do the laundry. Eli wanted me to push him on the swings. But I thought, yeah, I should go do this. So I walk down the street to Rich, and we start talking. And then before you know it, The other neighbor across the street, Mike, he was out mowing. He comes over and we start talking. And then another neighbor's brother who's visiting from California is driving down. And he talks to us and starts telling us stories about the neighborhood from like 60 years ago. And he says, it's so great to see a neighborhood that's so close-knit. And we laugh because we're like, this happens twice a year that we're all talking to each other. And during that time, I didn't talk about St. Mark's. I didn't talk about my faith in Jesus Christ. I didn't try to tell Rich that he should stop being a lapsed Catholic. And I didn't try to tell Mike that the Baptist church he was at, you know, might not be my cup of tea. No, I just was there. And we talked. And we listened. And we shared. And it was good. You all know how that can be, right? To actually be in community. So I wonder if this week, as we think about the gift of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit living in community and calling us into community, if we might not look for just one opportunity this week to simply be with someone, to listen to them, to hear their story, to laugh, maybe to groan at the bad jokes. It is Father's Day after all, right? Just to be in community, because that is the nature of God. We are made in the image and likeness of a God who is all about interconnection and community. And I tell you the truth, when we live in that kind of community in this world, it makes a statement. Because we don't know how to do that very well anymore, do we? People don't know how to connect and to listen and to be together. So listen, friends, simply by having that conversation and listening, you are witnessing to the goodness and grace of God, that holy and undivided Trinity that lives in relationship and invites others into relationship. So talk to someone, listen to someone, give your time to someone, be connected. We were made in the image of God for this. Amen.